Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On News Radio 930 WBEN, this is Buffalo Means Business, where local businesses and services tell their stories. I'm Randy Bushover. If you have one of those stories to share, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by founder and president Steve Fortunato, director of digital strategies Ange Jandak, and they are with Shovel the Sidewalk. And I could say that they're a full-service marketing company here in Buffalo, but it's probably better to hear both from Steve and Ange what it is specifically that you guys do.
Well, thanks for having us, Randy. We are brand builders, so we tell stories, and we figure out ways to connect businesses to potential, whatever they are, clients, customers, patients. Sometimes in recruitment, it would be potential candidates. That's the genesis. That's basically what we do. There's a lot to it, but that's what we do.
And your name itself is rather unique. The whole concept of Shovel the Sidewalk, people kind of well aware of that for, I don't know, anywhere from, what is the joke, 8 to 9 months a year, we're generally doing that here.
Yeah, we do get those phone calls, by the way, of
sure.
Asking them to shovel.
Asking if you will, right, sure. Aside from the potential obvious tie-in, what is the idea behind that name?
Well, it serves as a reminder to us and to our clients that everything you do affects your brand. Personal brand, business brand, it could affect it in a positive way or a negative way. So if you don't shovel your sidewalk on a snowy day, if you don't shovel the sidewalk to your business on a snowy day, you may have done everything right. Yeah, everything's great, you have a great sale, whatever it is. If you don't do the basic, if you don't do something that's common sense, someone has a bad experience and gets wet socks and walks in or cold, there it's going to negatively affect your brand. It's the same thing as saying, if you're going to rob a bank, Randy, don't wear a WBEN t-shirt. So don't wear, right? It's the same kind of thing. It all comes back to really protecting the brand. We believe heavily in protecting the brand. So many resources go into building a brand and telling a story. But everything you do, you know, if you do one little thing wrong or one big thing wrong, it could really affect you. Or right, it could come down to secret shopping. A lot of times we'll secret shop our businesses that we work with, because sometimes when you're on the inside, say you're a doctor, and you don't know what's going on because you're busy and you don't know the experience your patients are having. So sometimes we do secret shopping and we say, Doc, here's the situation. They love you. They love your PAs. They love everything about you. But the wait on the phone takes 15 minutes. That's not good for the brand. Or this person at the front, he is amazing. What makes her or him tick? Because whatever it is, give them more of it. And find more people like them.
Now, you mentioned the example of doctors, so I'm thinking in my mind already smaller business, but what you do is not just suited for small business, small, medium, large, I'm guessing?
Well, yeah, I mean, a brand is for anything. I mean, but our target, our niche, the reason we're in business is we are a small business and our focus is small businesses. So even, you know, Geico happens to be a client of ours. Obviously, they're a big business. But even that is treated like a small business at the local level, wherever we are, because we've done work for them in multiple markets around the country. But each time it's their own local flavor.
And I don't want to leave Ange just kind of sitting alone there, not saying much here, but because we want to talk a little bit about what you do, specifically as Director of Digital Strategies. So naturally, the digital world is pretty much your domain. How does it dovetail with what Shovel the Sidewalk does, first of all?
So everybody is into digital because it's how we experience the world now. We're always on our phones. The first thing that we do now when we hear about a company, we don't call them, we don't go to the yellow pages, we don't look them up in the newspaper, we go online. But people don't understand that your brand is a huge part of the digital strategy. Even the way that people interact with your website, you aren't just thinking about the information that you want to get across. You have to think about how your end user is going to utilize that information. A great example that I tell people all the time is if you're going to look at a restaurant website on your laptop versus on your phone, What are the different experiences? If you're going to do it on your phone, you probably want to call a number immediately to arrange for takeout or delivery. If you're on the website from your laptop, you just might want to peruse the menu, look at some of the reviews, see some pictures. So you have to have a completely different experience with those two things. Also, understanding the mentality of your end user. We are so bombarded with ads constantly in our day-to-day life, and people are burnt out from it. So when you're creating a digital strategy, you need to be able to plan for that community. You want to be able to give people things that are useful to them. You don't just want to sell to them all the time because they're going to tune you out. And then when you build, when you give them free information, things that are useful for, to them, not only are you establishing yourself as a thought leader, but you're also building trust and you're building loyalty. Even if that person can't use you, they'll promote you to somebody else and you'll get a referral that way. But that's the digital encompass is only part of the brand. It's not a standalone thing. A lot of people think that if you just get a new website or, hey, I'm really active on social, or the worst thing is when you look and say, oh, I have Facebook, Google Plus, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Instagram, and those are all very different mentalities for those users. And Google Plus doesn't even exist anymore. That's one of my big warning signs when I see a website and they have Google Plus. Google Plus hasn't existed for months and they gave us a year of warning. So that shows that you're not paying attention. And so a lot of what I do with digital is helping sites stop bleeding. That's phase one, where they're actively harming themselves. And then phase two is building the content so that they become a thought leader and they become trusted by their visitors. And then growing from there. There's a lot of fun stuff you can do with campaigns with digital and the tracking and all of that. But it's all just a small part of the overall brand.
And you've talked, both of you, extensively about the concept of brand. And just to clarify it for me and perhaps for a couple of listeners too, we're not just talking the name of the company, but what the company does, right? Is that, or is it both?
It's everything you do. Your brand is everything. Now, your marketing, your advertising, your subsets, but everything you do, it's not just your advertising. It's, of course, it's your logo, it's your slogan, it's the look, but it's also how you treat people. It's when they see you at the grocery store. It's everything you do. Your brand is everything.
And one of the concepts that you guys wanted to talk about specifically, the notion of brand protection, does that kind of enfold what you just discussed, that the way you treat people is how they'll see you, which helps boost the brand or perhaps negatively impacts the
brand?
That's
exactly it, and that's everything.
I had a experience yesterday on the highway with a national chain whose truck almost murdered me on the highway. And I can guarantee you, even if we didn't have so much amazing pizza here in Buffalo, I'm not going to ever use that chain again. Just because if their drivers are like that and that reckless, no, I'm going to have a negative experience with that brand.
Speaking with Shovel the Sidewalk founder and president Steve Fortunato and also their director of digital strategies and Ange Jandak here on Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. And I wanted to try to touch on as many other things as we can in the remaining 4 or 5 minutes that we have. Ange, you've got jotted down here something viral versus chronic. These are two different ways or two different digital strategies.
So a big thing that everybody wants to do with digital is they say, I want to go viral, which if for those who don't know, viral means that you create a piece of content and it spreads far and wide. It's the stuff that you see on Good Morning America when people post their wedding video or the Old Spice commercials when they first came out. And viral content is a once in a lifetime shot. It's like winning the lottery. People can't plan for that. So what I say is instead of going viral, you want to go chronic. Chronic is a slow build. It gets more powerful over time, and it's constantly in incremental stages. So you want to build good authoritative content. You want to build a community in your social. You want to build a community in real life. There's a whole bunch of tiny incremental changes that you can make as opposed to putting all of your chips into one basket and saying, we're going to do this big explosive video, and then it flops and you haven't changed from where you started. So yeah, small incremental content changes are going to be much more beneficial in the long run.
And this very radio station and the radio stations, of course, are owned by Entercom Communications. also measure their success in part on the number of times that people will look at an article or listen to a piece of music, depending on what format. Pay-per-click, search engine optimization, those also both tie into what you guys can provide or provide insight to.
My philosophy is a little different than a lot of digital marketers. I don't think that you should emphasize pay-per-click until your entire site is optimized. And the reason behind that is, one, with pay-per-click, you're paying for a visitor even if they're not a good fit. I would much rather prefer to filter and have qualified leads as opposed to just anybody who happened to type in the wrong word. I used to have a client who they were spending $30,000 a month on pay-per-click advertising, and when we looked at it, people were typing in literal emojis and getting this very highly specific medical field because of how they set up the auction. So instead, if you focus on your search engine optimization, you make sure that you have your content laid out not just for Google, but also for the end user, because that all factors into how highly your site is ranked by the search engines.
Which all comes back to the brand.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking with that again, specifically, at what point might people be realizing that they need help with that brand? I'm guessing at some point when things are not going very well for a company.
I mean, it could be, it could be any time. A lot of times they just need an audit. They need somebody from the outside. Could be a digital audit, could be a brand audit. They need somebody that doesn't breathe it every day to take a look and maybe bring other opportunities.
Something I know quite well, especially in the radio realm, the power of sound. It's not just about seeing the website, but you also have to have, because people seem to want more interaction, some other entertainment. So I'm guessing sound is one way to do that.
We believe wholeheartedly in the power of sound. One of the reasons we advise our clients to use radio whenever possible. But wherever we have sound, we want to use it, because sound is the best way to tell a story. It is oftentimes, it's how you say it, not what you say. So we get people to talk about their why, where they're going, what their brand is about, why they're doing what they're doing, and hopefully we make a connection with other people. It's the same way. Think about it. How do we learn the alphabet? We all learn the alphabet the same way, through hearing it and singing it and repeating it over and over and over again. That's as simplified as you can to talk about advertising the power of sound. But we didn't learn the alphabet by reading it. We learned about it by hearing it and repeating it.
And that also, you just talked about the pitching of the advertising itself, the recruitment advertising. There are particular clients that are exceedingly good at that.
Well, look, any client we have, their number one problem right now is a tight job market. They need help recruiting and retaining their current employees and recruiting new candidates. And we did that a lot for Geico and Geico careers around the country. We've learned a lot, and it's something that we can do. All we do is take our same philosophy about storytelling. Here's the secret. We find happy employees, we find out why they're happy, and we have them tell the world why they're happy. The best recruitment tool is a referral, so this is just the best way to do it, is have them tell us all about what's so great about that place that they work at, make an emotional connection with another potential candidate. We have more information on our website, but it's something we believe wholeheartedly, and it's worked very well for us.
And Ange wanted to sneak in this last bit about the difference between short-term and long-term. I'm guessing what you mean there is planning for concepts or programs or whatever you want to do to try to get the word out about a brand.
Mm-hmm. That's why a lot of why I feel so strongly about organic content SEO versus pay-per-click. A lot of people think, okay, I'm going to put a bunch of money into pay-per-click, get me some Facebook ads, get some extra traffic to my website. But if that traffic doesn't convert, it's money that you've wasted. So it's much better to do incremental in the long term and grow your business from there, as opposed to basically keep trying to plug a broken ship.
And best way to get a hold of you would naturally be, what, internet? And I'm guessing shovelthesidewalk.com?
It is, shovelthesidewalk.com. Our office number is 465-5131. But we're right on the website. You can check it out.
Yep, shovelthesidewalk.com. Thank you both, Steve, Ange. Pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Randy.
Steve Fortunato, founder and president. Ange Jandak is director of digital strategies for Shovel the Sidewalk. And this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WDBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.